As previously mentioned, minimum UH values associated with anticyclonic rotation tend to be smaller in magnitude than their maximum UH counterparts. We can gain valuable insight into what CAMs are simulating by using both, and can get a sense of whether right-moving, left-moving, or splitting supercells might be favored. In this example, we see some red and pink shaded UH tracks in southeastern Kansas, implying cyclonically rotating, right-moving supercell potential, but we see some more significant and longer, faster developing tracks or streaks of minimum UH in the darker blues. We can interpret this to mean that splitting supercells are favored, and that left movers may be dominant and fast moving. Of course, we'd want to evaluate hodographs to confirm this from a conceptual model standpoint, but this can be an important clue to convective morphology in CAM UH forecasts.